It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Now, back to the doggy duo of Rin Tin Tin Rick Bruce and Lassie Lee Cohen.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest in the studio, actually guests, we have Eric Kelly, who is a former returning, I think it was Marines that Eric was in, served back in the Gulf War. And we have his service dog, Sun, who is back in the studio. And she is always one of the quietest Dobermans you've ever heard. But Eric has convinced us that if you're the wrong person messing with the wrong person, Sun can all of a sudden get very loud. So welcome back to the show, Eric.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. The reason we wanted to have you is because you've been in the news again. You know, you're supposed to try and stay out of trouble there, Eric. But bottom line is, you seem to be causing lots of trouble because the whole world doesn't seem to know how to respond properly to service dogs. But now in the state of Michigan, it sounds like you've just about straightened that out, haven't you?
Well, it's always a work in progress. There's always new things we got to adapt to, but things have come a long way since last year, since we were mistreated on U.S. Airways, and a chain of reactions led forth, and now we have new service dog laws here in the state of Michigan. So,
well, why don't we talk about those new laws? And to begin with, why don't you tell the story of a friend of yours trying to go to a gym that kind of created the hubbub that caused these new laws to go through? So take us through that story, if you don't mind.
Well, a few weeks ago, a buddy of mine went down to New Life Fitness here in Holt. And him and his daughter and his dog, Raven, who he's our fifth recipient, went inside to go work out, as most people do after the holiday season, tried to shed some pounds. And the person who was, running New Life Fitness, one of the owners, would not let him in. And, he went, his daughter, it was bad not only in the fact that his daughter had to watch his dad get turned away from working out at a gym. You know, what kind of example does that set for our younger youth about service dogs? But it was bad, too, because the guy was totally disrespectful. And he came out and he gave me a call and he said, well, what do I do now? And I said, well, these new laws went in, got signed about a month ago. So, call the police. And so as he called the police and he was waiting, we had him go back in there. And he even asked the owner, he said, sir, are you not letting me in because of me? Or are you not letting me in because of my service animal? And he actually gave him the card and said, you can call this 1-800 number, call the ADA. And the individual would not do it, and the police officer came. And it was unbelievable that, that they said unsanitary conditions were part of the reason they didn't want the dog in there. When 20 people are running on a
On the same treadmill
and sweating all over the place, I don't see where your sanitary conditions really play a part.
Yeah. And athlete's feet is probably rampant.
Well, but come on now.
And, and then on the other aspect.
Sorry about that. I probably should be quiet.
They also use the excuse out of 23 years of being in business, they've never heard of this, they've never experienced this, and I just have a hard time believing they've never heard anything about service animals. I thought that was hogwash in my mind. But even when the police came, the police didn't even know what to do because they had never even heard of it, which was why we held the press conference last week. We held the press conference not only to, each law takes 90 days to go into effect. So as of Martin Luther King Day, all the new four laws are in effect here in the state of Michigan, and any person with a service animal can now call the police, and the police can do something about it, where before they could never do anything. It was only federally mandated, and police officers can't enforce federal law. Only federal people can. And so before, you could call the police, and police would come and say, sorry, there's nothing we can do. Well, now that person can... That person who denies access or that establishment can be held accountable. You can call the police officer. They can write them a fine right. If they're found in the wrong, they can write them a fine right then and there. They can have a fine of up to $500, 90 days in jail, probation, and then also community service, to help adapt them into realizing what service animals are, you know, community service with a service animal industry. And so all of these will start playing a part in not only letting, you know, people know that you can't disrespect service animals anymore, but the one of the other laws that takes place is the new service dog patch that the state of Michigan came out with, that any person with a service animal can go to www.michigan.gov. You can type up service animal in the search box and it will go right to it. You can fill out the application online. You can print it out in a PDF file. For any veteran that has a service dog, this is free. It is a no-brainer. What this will do for you by having this patch is that the state of Michigan is going to be representing this patch in and around all of businesses in and around the state of Michigan. So when those businesses see that state of Michigan patch, they essentially have no right to question you because it's been certified that this dog is an actual service dog for the, you know, vetted by the state of Michigan. You'll actually get a service dog ID that has a picture of you and your service dog on it. And you and all these extra things are just an added bonus to make your life easier and to make you feel more comfortable in an environment.
So we got a pure Michigan service dog, it sounds like.
Yes.
Right?
And Son was one of the first two dogs in the state to get the patch.
So my question is, if somebody's out there listening to the show, is there any easy access online source they can go to that will actually kind of highlight all these new law changes?
Yes. I mean, the state of Michigan's website, you know, is one of the only places where you can find this besides all the articles that you can find on the internet.
Yeah, there you go. It probably has some articles out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know the Lansing State Journal has done quite a few articles. Ms. Putnam has done quite a few articles for us, trying to let everybody know that these laws are taking effect so not everybody's caught off guard. And what this will also do too is it will help the state of Michigan keep track of how many service dogs are in the state of Michigan. The more people that sign up for these patches, the more people that maybe the state of Michigan, when the laws are changing, they will give a place where they can send this information to let people know. And so information is always key.
I think that something that the average listener might want to learn is the definition of what a service dog is. Because we see a lot of dogs out there that are next to people, and they have different roles and functions. Can you specifically clarify a service dog from other functional services that dogs provide?
Yes. So for that new patch in the state of Michigan, service dogs are the only ones that are allowed to get that patch. So therapy dogs and like the dogs that go into old folks' homes, per se, that provide therapy for everybody, those would not qualify as a service dog. A service dog does a specific function for that disability, for a disability for a person. And so like Son, she's trained in nightmare work. She's trained to wake me up. She's trained in anxiety. She's trained in a lot of different areas that specifically gear towards me and my disabilities. And so therapy dogs, their whole goal is to you know, not only do some of the same features that service dogs do, but they're not trained in a specific function for a specific person. They're just trained in a generalized area. And so therapy dogs, there's a big difference between a therapy dog and a service dog. Therapy dogs don't smell out, you know, seizures, you know, through the enzymes that go through your body. Therapy dogs don't tell you if your blood pressure is low or high. You know, there's a lot of specific areas that dogs can do specific means for autism, for all different, you know, like leading the blind. Or, you know, there's all different types of service dogs. But that's kind of differences between the two.
So if I can just clarify real quickly, if a dog is in a school working with the kids or in a senior facility or even in a hospital, that would be more of a therapy dog, whereas the service dogs are the ones specifically assigned to a single individual and assisting them with life functions that they're specifically trained to do.
Correct.
Now,
100%.
My first thought is that how does one get to be a certified service dog? Because I could imagine, you know, someone could, just by knowing the techniques and the great internet, feel they have their dog properly trained or adequately trained to provide some service for them. but aren't necessarily going to a a recognized, I don't know if word legitimate, but recognized trainer. How's is there gray area there? Is it pretty specific?
Well, there is a gray area, and one of the new laws that's coming into play, that's a law now, is for those poser dogs. You know, not every dog that you see out there is probably a specific or a service dog, or even is a true service dog, or, you know, a service animal. You know, there are those people that buy the, vests on the internet just so they can take their dogs in public. Before now, it used to be a $10 fine, believe it or not, by the state of Michigan. Now it's up to a $500 fine. And for those posers, those guys that, just go out and put a vest on them, you know, which the patch will help signify whether they're true or not. But for those people, they're going to be held to the strictest of offenses. You know, they're going to get the maximum fine. They're going to get the maximum penalty, because we want to make sure that those people aren't putting a taint on what good things service animals are doing here in the state of Michigan and all over the United States.
Well, and that is the concern a lot of business owners do in fact have, because where Rick is very kind and says any dog is welcome in his establishment, there are many restaurants and other places that have legitimate concerns about animals being in the environment because it can affect their ability to serve their customers and to provide them with the cleanliness and quality that they're looking for. So that has been the concern. And truth be said, there are people out there that have gone about posing because they just want to be able to take their dogs with them everywhere that they go, or have them with them at work or something like that. And I'm sympathetic to wanting to care for your animal, but excuse me, these laws exist for a reason. So this should help clarify that, correct?
Yes, it's going to start shoring up those gray areas in and throughout, all the problem areas that we've had over the last, 100 years.
Does somebody have to be certified in some form, either federally or within the state, to be one to provide service dogs?
I believe so.
Okay.
I can't tell you yes or no 100%, but
maybe a topic for another show.
Well, or Yolanta might be able to answer in our final segment.
I know there is a certification out there. You can't just say, they don't allow just anybody to do that. You have to have a certification to be able to, say that this is a service animal and sign off on it.
Yeah, I just know there's a certain libertarian flavor to individuals that feel they may need a service dog and feel they're competent to produce one themselves. And I'm not saying that's possible or not possible. I'm just saying that I've talked to others that have had those realities for which they're. So, it'd be curious on the show to kind of explore that topic, if not today, another time.
Right. Well, and I know that's been happening as service dogs are in more and more need.
Yeah.
There are those small home-like places in and throughout the state of Michigan that feel like they, have the qualification. And to be honest with you, I tell people to watch out for those kind of places, those small places that aren't known, just from the mere fact that I've saw people get dogs 2 weeks later that bite their kids or do something because they were never trained to be service animals, and they probably should have never been, qualified if they even were. But there are a lot of small places out there that you have to be careful for, as of any place that you go to.
Well, I think what's worth noting is that, like anything in our society, we have maturing to do. We may have some clarity of message that we'll have to figure out, or we may be specifically needing to clarify our laws and define things, and if nothing else, a little bit better understanding of what's out there,
Now, my question to you, Eric, is when it comes to getting this done, obviously, this person knew you and knew your organization and was able to get help, but you don't know everybody who's out there and is in need. And truth be said, and for acknowledging just the facts, people should know that your brother is the lieutenant governor of this particular state. So bottom line is, you might have access to some people in government that the average Joe doesn't necessarily get. So with all of that clarified, what should an individual do who has a service dog and is experiencing issues? What's the protocol that these folks need to follow in order to get it? Because I just, like I said, can't imagine you're always available to jump in and help resolve these kinds of issues.
Well, the first step I would say to any person in the state of Michigan to do is to call the Department of Civil Rights here for the state. They're the ones that came up with the patch. They're the ones that are keeping in tune with trying to get this information out there. And I would say they would probably be your best advocates of anything that's happened to you in Michigan. If you get denied access or if somebody treats you and your service animal in a wrong, disgusting manner, those people would be the first people that I would call. And you can find their information at the state of Michigan's website, www.michigan.gov, and look up Department of Civil Rights. They have information, and I don't have it right in front of me right now. But they have a website with an email. I think it's mdcr-michigan.gov. You can email them, and they'll get back with you. And so they'll be able to not only gear you in the right direction, but tell you what steps should be taken next to ensure that this never happens again.
Okay. We're talking this morning with Eric Kelly, who is a veteran from the Gulf War and now seems to be one of the leaders of the service dog war that's taking place inside the United States to educate the public about it. And we're going to take a quick break and bring you back right after the break on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.